This is ABQ's recording for Maseches Megillah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. On the very bottom of Yud Amud Beis, we're continuing with how various Amoraim would begin their shiurim on Megillas Esther, and what they would start with a drusha from a pasuk from somewhere else. So Rav Din Bar Yitzchak pasuk la pischa lahai parshasa mehacha. Rav Din Bar Yitzchak would darshan the Megillah, and he would start from here, and he quotes a pasuk in Sefer Ezra. That we are avadim uvav dusenu lo azavnu elokenu bayit aleinu chesed lifnei malchi paras. Right, so we are avadim, and in our state of avdus, Hashem did not abandon us, and He placed chesed in front of upon us in front of the kings of the Persian kings. So emasai bizman Haman. When did Hashem give us this chesed? It was in the time of Haman. Fine. So that's how he would start. This is where Chanina Bar Papa would start. Here, Kav de Enosh L'Roshenu Banu Ba'esh U'Vamayim. Right. So you have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through fire and water. It's Pasuk in Tehillim. Ba'esh. When did we travel through fire? Bimei Nebuchadnezzar Harasha. That was in the days of Nebuchadnezzar. V'Mayim Bimei Paro. We passed through water in the days of Paro. So just to clarify, when did we pass through fire in the days of Nebuchadnezzar? I assume he's referring to the those who survived the Kivshan Aish, Hananiah, Mishael, Va'azariah, and Mayim. When did we pass through water? By Kriyas Yamsuf in the days of Paro. Vatotzienu Lirvaya, and you brought us into salvation or satisfaction. Bimei Haman. That's in the days of Haman. We were saved from Haman. So that's what pasuk he would start with. Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan would give shir on Megillah, pasuk lehai pischa laha parshasa mehacha. This is the pasuk that he would quote. Zohar chasdov emunasol leveis Yisrael ra'u kol avsearis eis yishuas elokin. Another pasuk in Tehillim that he remembered his chesed. We remember his chesed and his trust to the house of Yisrael. And all those creations of the world, all the ends of the earth, have seen the salvation of Hashem. When did all the ends of the earth see the salvation of our God? That's in the days of Mordechai Esther, when we're going to be wiped off the face of the earth. When Rish Lakish was teaching the meal, he would start with this particular pasuk. Arino Haim, the Dov Shokake, Moshe. Russia al amdal, right? So that it says that a lion is roaring and a bear is growling and an evildoer rules over a poor nation. So what is this referring to? Ari Noheims and Nebuchadnezzar are Russia. So the roaring lion is Nebuchadnezzar, the Russia. Dechsiv be alay ala arye misovcho. So he's referred to in Yirmiyahu as a lion. Dov shokeg ze Achashverosh. The bear is referring to Achashverosh. Dechsiv ba. I'm not saying that pasuk correctly. I don't have any kud in front of me, but right. So he said basically, there's another chayes in the wild animal similar to a bear. The Tani Rav Yosef Elu Parsiim. He says that's just referring to the Persians in general. Sha'ochlim v'shosin kedov. They eat and drink like a bear. Umesurblin basar kedov, and they're thick with, meaning they're very beefy like a bear. Umagadlin sayar kedov, and they grow long hair like a bear. They're hairy like bears. Veinlahem menucha kedov, and they don't rest. They pace back and forth like bears. And the last part of the pasuk, Moshel Russia, who is this evil ruler? Zehaman al amdal. So who is the poor nation that he's ruling over? Elo Yisrael. Shame dalim min hamitzvos. This is referring to the Jews because they were poor from mitzvos. They were not keeping the mitzvos at the time of the Purim story. Rabbi Lazar, when he was learning, he would start by darshaning this pasuk. Ba'atzaltim yamecha mekare uveshiflus yadayim yidlov habayis. Right. So what are we talking about over here? Through laziness, the roof sinks in. With a shiftless yadayim yidlof habayis, and because of the weakness of the hands or the lack of work of the hands, the house has leaks in it. So what is this referring to? Bishvil atzlus shehoya lahem liYisrael, because of the laziness of the Jews. Shel asku b'Torah nasu sona shel haKadosh Baruch Hu mach. Right. So this it caused the enemies of Hashem to be poor. Now, this is a euphemism. It's saying it caused Hashem, Kaviyachol, to be poor. That Hashem wasn't, it made Hashem look like he wasn't able to do anything to help us. The word mach refers to poor. It's talking about the halachos there of donating money, donating your value to the Beis HaMikdash. So it says, if you can't afford it, if you can't afford to give your actual value, then what should you do? Right, so the ein makara el HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the makara here, it means roof, but it's referring dafka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema makara kamayim bamayim ali yosav. Right, so it says that Hashem is makari, he roofs off his upper waters, his chamber with upper waters. Fine. So here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is referred to as a poor person, meaning because the Jewish people were not doing mitzvos at the time, Hashem had to punish them, and basically that makes God look bad. It makes him look like he is unable to protect his people. Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Pisco Lahai Parshas Mehacha, Rav Nachman Yitzchak would start from here. Shir Malos, Lulei Hashem Shahaya Lanu, Yomar Na Yisrael, Lulei Hashem Shana Lanu, Bekum Aleinu Adam. Right, so he says, had it not been for Hashem, says the Jewish people, had it not been for Hashem, who stood on our behalf when a man stood up against us. Adam velo melech, right? So it says not when a king stood against us, but a regular person, meaning Haman was not a king. He was just a regular guy who stood up against the Jewish people, and yet Hashem backed us up. Rava, pasach lahai pesach lahai parsha sa mehacha. Rava would start from here. Birvos tzadikim yismach ha'am, uvimshol rasha yenach am. Right, so when there's an increase in tzaddikim, the nation will rejoice, and when there is the rulership of a rasha, the nation will groan. Birvos tzaddikim yismacham zeh Mordechai v'Esther. When there's increased tzaddikim, the nation will rejoice, referring to Mordechai v'Esther. Yichsiv ayir sason ashushan, sorry, ayir shushan tzalav esamecha. Right, uvimshol rasha yanach am zeh Haman yichsiv ayir shushan navocha. Right, so depending on who was winning in the Purim story, that was the reaction of the people. So if Mordechai and Esther were winning, everybody was rejoicing. If Haman was winning, everybody was groaning. Rav Masna, Amar Meach, Rav Masna says, no, you can learn the same thing from this particular pasuk. Actually, not that you can learn the same thing, but he would begin from here. Kimi goy gadol asher lo Elohim karovim elav. Who is this great nation that their God is so close to them? You know, and that was where he would start discussing the Purim story, because it shows how close Hashem is to us. Rav Ashi Amar Meacha, Ohani So Elokim. Right, the rest of the pasuk is Lakachas Goy Mikarev Goy. That have you ever had a God that makes miracles to save one nation from another? Okay, so that is the end of that little discussion. And now we're back to darshaning the Megillah. So Vahi B'Meach Hashverosh Amar Rav Vavai He. Right, so as we pointed out last time, it's vayhi is lashon tsar, and specifically, so vay is like a combination of vayhi or vayhi, right? That it was painful, it was groaning. Hada dechsev, this is what it means when it says, behismar chartem sham loyvecha laavodim lishvachos. You're going to be sold to your enemies as slaves, meaning so the Jews were in Gaulus and they were basically sold off as slaves to the nation of the Persian Empire. Shmuel Amar, lo mastim v'lo ga'altim, right, l'chalo sam. So Hashem said in the same context, I will not despise you nor will I reject you to destroy you. Lo mastim v'me yivanim. I did not despise you in the days of Yavan when the Greek Empire tried to assimilate you. I did not reject you in the days of Nebuchadnezzar, l'chalosam, to destroy you, b'mei Haman. That's referring to in the days of Haman. Fair brisi itam, and the rest of the pasuk is to undo my bris with you, to undo my agreement that I made already with Avram Avinu, b'mei parsiim. That's referring to the days of the Persian Empire, that Hashem did not undo his bris with us. He kept his agreement with Abraham. Ki ani Hashem Elokeim, because I am Hashem, their God. What is that referring to? That's in the future days, in the days of Mashiach, Mimei Gog Umagog. So in the days of Gog Umagog, that Hashem will eventually save us from the ultimate, for the ultimate redemption. The Masnisa Tana, and we had the same thing, but learned in a Brisa. What is it? What are all these times that Hashem says he won't reject us and he will save us? Lo Mastim, Mimei Kastim. That was in the days of the Kastim. She'amarati Lahem, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. That was in the days of the custom that I gave them leaders like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. These people who were Moser Nefesh to save the Jewish people. The Logaltim, and I will not reject them. Bimei Yivanim. That was in the days of Hanukkah. Shemadati Lem, Shemanat Tzadik, Vachashmona, Yivanav, Umatisyo, Kohen Gadolach. Right? So that's referring to all the leaders that he gave us. Shemanat Tzadik was way before he was at the beginning of the Greek Empire with Alexander the Great. And then much later, his descendant, Matisyo, Kohen Gadol, and the Chashmonoim, who saved us then. Lachalosam, to destroy them, meaning that what leaders that Hashem save us, that we wouldn't send us, that we wouldn't get destroyed, Bimei Haman. That was in the days of Haman. Shemarati le Mordechai ve'Esther lahafer, right, that I gave them Mordechai and Esther, lahafer brisi yitam, that I was not going to undo my bris with them, Bimei Parsiyam. That was the days of the Persian Empire. Shemarati lehem shall base Rebbe v'chachmei Doros. Right, I gave the house of the Nasi, I gave them Rebbe and all of the Talmid Chacham for the generations. Kani Hashem Elokeyem la'asid lavo. That's referring to I am Hashem their God. That's referring to the future, the days of Mashiach. She'ein kol uma v'lashon yichola lishlot bahem. That there will never be a nation that can totally control the Jewish people because we will have the redemption. Fine. Reb Levi Amar Me'ach. Reb Levi would say from here. Vim lo torishu es yoshvei ha'aretz. If you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land, this is referring to Hashem commanding us that we have to get rid of, they have to get rid of all of the other nations from Eretz Yisrael. We're going to end up in Golos. Rabbi Chiya Amar Me'ach. Rabbi Chiya says, and that's why, we're just going back to explain why it started in such a bad way, because we were in Golos. Why were we in Golos? Because we didn't drive out the inhabitants of Eretz Canaan from the days of Yahushua, even though Yahushua told us in his dying wish that we should get rid of all of the other nations from Eretz Yisrael, or there'll be a bad influence on us and get us through Avodah Zarah, which is subsequently what happened. Rabbi Chiya Amar Me'ach. Rabbi Chiya says from here, Hashem says that if you guys sin, then and they influence you in the bad, in the worst way, then what I told you to do to them, they're going to do to you. So meaning I told you to drive them out of Eretz Yisrael, they're going to end up driving you out of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so now we made it all the way through the word Vayhi, and Vayhi Bimei. Achashverosh. Now we're up to the word Achashverosh. Amrav Rav. So Rav says, Achiv Shel Rosh. Right, why is the name Achashverosh? So as we know in Tanakh, a lot of times this might not be the actual name that the fellow was called with. So here he's called Achashverosh because he's the Achiv Shel Rosh. He is the brother of the head. B'chein Gilu Shel Rosh. And he's the counterpart of the head. Now what does this mean? Achiv Shel Rosh, Achiv Shel Nebuchadnezzar. He's the brother of Nebuchadnezzar. Rosh Hashanikra Rosh. He is called the Rosh and Emar. Antu Resha the Dahava. Then Gilo Shel, I'm sorry. So this is from the fancy Aramaic parts of Daniel. So he says, you are the Rosh of Zahav, Dahava is Zahav in Aramaic. You are the Rosh, the head of gold, right? Bein Gilo Shel Rosh. What does it mean? He was the counterpart of the head. Hu Harag, right? Hu Bikesh Laharog, right? Achashverosh was the counterpart of Nebuchadnezzar because Nebuchadnezzar actually killed people and Achashverosh wanted to do the same. Hu Hechriv, Nebuchadnezzar actually destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Hu Bikesh Laharog, he wanted to destroy the Jews. Shenemar uv Malchus Achashverosh, right? So at the beginning of the Malchus of Achashverosh, v'tchila Malchuso kasvu sitna al Yoshua Yehud of Yerushalayim. He wrote some type of accusatory pages on the dwellers of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So this is Achashverosh. Achiv Varosh means that he was a counterpart and a relative of Nebuchadnezzar. Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel amar, no, what is Achashverosh all about? It's not Shehush Charu Pneim Shel Yisrael Biyamav Kishule Kedera, that the faces of the Jewish people became blackened in his days like the Shule Kedera, meaning like in those days if you have a pot that sat on a stovetop for a long time, the outsides would be full of ash because they used to use wood-burning stoves and everything would be blackened. And the Jews were so bad in those days that their faces were blackened so he said it's not a knock on Achashverosh per se, or even a description of Achashverosh, rather it's a description of the Jews in the times of Achashverosh. Rabbi Yochanan says Kol Shezokro Amar Ach LaRosh. Right? No, it's just that everybody who remembers Achashverosh says Ach, you know, woe is or it's like an exclamation of Ach LaRosho for his head, meaning it means they would curse Achashverosh, or it means that they would just like have a headache from just hearing about this guy. Rabbi Chanina said, Shahakol Nasu Rushin Biyamav. Everybody became not Rosh, but Rush. So Rush in this case refers to a poor person. Shenemar Vayasim Amal Chashverosh Mas. At the very end of the Megillah, what is Achashverosh? Do we place a heavy tax on all of the inhabitants of his empire? Okay, so that's Achashverosh, trying to darshan the name a little bit. We have various drushes for what the name means. Now we get to the next part of the puzzle. Who Achashverosh? He is Achashverosh. It says, Vahibim Achashverosh. Who Achashverosh? What does it mean, who Achashverosh? Who Berisho Mitchlaso Vad Sofo? He was a Russia from beginning to end. Who Esav? This is the same as Esav. It says, who Esav in part of Vayishlach. Who Berisho Mitchlaso Vad Sofo? Whenever it says who, it refers to them. Similarly, in Parshas Pinchas, when it's recounting who is Dasan Aviram, who Dasan Aviram? Hein Berisham Mitchlasan Vad Sofan. They were Rishon from beginning to end. Who Melech Achaz? Similarly, Achaz. Who Berisham Mitchlasan Vad Sofo? Fine. And similarly, Avram, right? Who Avraham? Right? This is in Divrei Hayamim. When they're retelling the story of Avram, it says, who Avram? He was the same Avram. Who Betzidko Mitchlasan Vad Sofo? He was the same from beginning to end. Who Aharon? Similarly, in Shmos, it says, who, this is Aaron and Moshe. In other words, when it goes to the beginning of Va'era, it counts the Jewish people. And then it says, oh, you want to know why we counted them? To tell you who Aaron and Moshe. These are the guys that we're talking about right now. Hein b'tzidkan, mitchila san v'ad sofan. They were righteous from beginning to end. V'david, hu hakatan. David was, he was the youngest. Hu b'katnusa mitchila san v'ad sofan. He was always considered the smallest from beginning to end. Kishem Shebekatnuso Hikten Atzmo Eitzel Mishagalim Menabatara. Just as when he was young, he was extremely humble, and if somebody was a greater Talmud Chacham than he was, he would lower himself in front of it. Kame Malchuso Hikten Atzmo Eitzel Mishagalim Menabatara. Right? And so too, he always had advisors who he would lower himself in front of them because he considered them more wise than he was. And he never changed that great midah of humility that he had. Hamolech. So it says, Hu Achashverosh, he is Achashverosh, Hamolech, Meholi Vakosh. So he ruled, Amar Rav, Shemalach Me'atzmo. He reigned on his own, meaning he raised himself to the throne. He wasn't a real king who inherited the throne. Amri Lo, L'shvach, Amri L'gnai. Some say that in a good way, and some say that in a bad way. Amri L'shvach, D'lohave Inish, D'choshev L'malko Kavoseh. Right? It means that there was nobody who was fit to be king more than he was, meaning there was an opening, and he deserved it. He was like he was elected. Some say that, no, it's negative. Right? He was not actually fit to be the king. He bribed his way to the Malchus. He gave a lot of money so that he could be elected king. Okay, then it says, Hamolech mehodu vad kush. Right? He ruled from Hodu to Kush. Fine. Rav and Shmuel say, Chad amar, Hodu besofa olam, Kush besofa olam. It's talking about the two ends of the earth. Hodu on one side, Kush on the other side. B'chad amar, Hodu v'Kush, gabi adadi ha'avukaime. Right? No, these two places were close to each other. They didn't represent the entirety of the Persian Empire. So why does it say he ruled from Hodu to Kush? Kishim shemalach Hodu v'Kush, kach malach misof olam v'ad sofo, because he had such a grip on his empire. So the same way he was able to rule places that were close together, so too he ruled places that were far apart. Kayotze v'davrat amar. Similarly, you could say that people say this idea. Kihu rode b'chol evranar mit tasach va'ad aza. Right? When it says by Shlomo HaMelech in Sefer Malachim, so he ruled over one side of the Tifsach until Aza, meaning one side of the river to the other, and like that's those places are just on one side of the river and the other side of the river right next to each other. No, the same way he ruled over that. He ruled over all of Eretz Yisrael. That's how good of a king, a ruler he was. Rav Shmuel. Further, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Chad amar, this is the same Machlokas, I jumped the gun. Rav and Shmuel had the same Machlokas about this pasuk. Tifsach b'sof olam, v'aza b'sof olam. One said that they were very far away from each other. Chad amar, tifsach v'aza, v'adei adadi ha'vukayim, v'kishim shemalach al tifsach abal aza, kach malach al kol olam kulo. Right, so just as Shlomo HaMelech ruled over these two close places, so too he ruled over the rest of the world. I don't think he's dafka the world, but he ruled over the Eretz Yisrael area. Fine. Sheva v'esra me'am. We've done the last part of the pasuk. We almost made it through pasuk Aleph. Right? So it says, v'hi b'me'ach ha'shverosh, v'ach ha'shverosh, ha'molech v'hodu v'yakush, sheva v'esra me'am medina. Right? 127 provinces. But it's phrased 7 and 20 and 100. So I'm rav chizda b'tchila malach al sheva. Why 7 first? Because at first it was 7. V'sof malach al esrim. Then it was 20. V'sof malach al me'ah. And then it was 100. Elameyata, wait a second. We know where this, we know other psukim that have this similar format. So if you're going to say that that's the pshat, it was going in ascending order. Vishnei chaye amram. So it says in Sefer Shmos, the days of the life of Amram, Sheva Ushloshim Umeya Shana. My Darash Debe, how are you going to learn that? Meaning, it's, first he lived 7 years, then he lived 30 years, then he lived 100 years. So no, Shiny Hacha, the Kroy Yaserahu. It's different because the Pusik is extra. So why? Because let's see. It says, Mehod, Ksiv Mehodu Vead Kush. Because it says, Mehodu Vead Kush. And then it says, Sheva Vesra Mea Medina. Lamali. So why do you have to then count them up? So we see that it was Dafka written that way, so you could darshan it, and we darshaned it. But by Amram, that's just how they write years in for people in the Torah. Fine, let's go a little bit further. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Malchu B'Kipa the Elohim. There are three people who ruled the world. The Kipa referring to the dome, the globe. Right, so these were the people who ruled over the entirety of the world. Elohim, Achash, Achashverosh, Nebuchadnezzar. So the three people were Achav, Achashverosh, and Nebuchadnezzar. Achav, Dichsiv, Chai Hashem Elokecham, Yesh Goyim Amlacha, Asher Lo Shalachav, Denish Hashem Levakeshcha. Right, so he says that I swear in the name of Hashem, your God, that if there is a nation out there who my master did not send to search for you, right? So so it's saying that I've been looking for you all this time and I sent everywhere. So v'ilo dahave malach alayu heichi matzi mashbielahu. Right, the rest of the pasuk is referring to I made them take a shvua. So he says that if he wasn't their ruler, how could he force them to take a shvua? So obviously he was ruling over all these areas that he sent messengers. It says he sent messengers to the end of the earth. So obviously he was ruling over these areas. Nebuchadnezzar dichsev v'haya hagoy v'amamlacha asher lo yitein es tzavaro ba'ol melech bavel. Right, and it will be meaning that any nation that will not submit to the king of Bavel, etc. Meaning there's every single nation submitted to the Babylonian Empire. Achashverosh. And Achashverosh, we have already said that he was Molech Mehodu Vad Kush Sheva Vesru Medina. Okay, let's hold here. We're going to continue with Ahmed Beis. More Agadathas.